When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Sports Virgins, the podcast from Pomodo, where a pair of total sport novices, that's me, Amy Vose.
And me, Matt Richardson.
Get to learn all about the world of sport.
In this week's episode, we'll be discussing the IPL cricket.
Isn't that a beer? Oh no, that's IPA. Geography.
Georgia. There's a country called Georgia. And darts.
Barry Smith is actually a darts player from Australia.
Yeah, I knew it. Welcome to Sports Virgins. Hello again, Sports Virgins. Can I just kick off with something, again, that I'd like to rectify from last episode? Because, you know, during the quiz, Dylan, you said, who is Sebi? I don't want to get his name wrong.
Sebi Ballesteros, who's the Spanish golfer.
Right.
But sounds like an Irish village.
I very confidently was like, that's the head of the FA. I've no idea why. And obviously he's not, because he is a golfer, was a golfer, and the head of the FA is someone else. But I've realised who in my head I thought I was thinking of, Seb Blatter, which sounds sort of similar to Sebi.
Does it? But,
well, you know, there's the S and there's the B somewhere. Seb Blatter, Sebi.
Same initials.
Sebi. But I can't say his name. So that's who I was thinking of, and he was the head of FIFA. So
that's right, yeah.
And the reason I know who he is, there was quite a lot of scandal, right, around him at some point.
Yeah, so he got fired and he's now banned.
Okay, yes, that's quite controversial.
You know, he had the most powerful job in the whole of football, and he's now serving something like a 10-year ban for corruption at the highest level. So
you know what, though, like, what he did was illegal. It was like he was taking bribes and things, wasn't he? And all he got was a 10-year ban after he'd had the money. Like, you're like, oh, God, I'm so angry about...
Well, I'm just sat at home with all my millions going, I don't have to work anymore.
Got to sit in the Maldives.
But also, Amy, you've obviously not only mistaken Sebi Ballesteros for Sepp Blatter, but you've mistaken Sepp Blatter for the head of the FA when he's actually the head of FIFA. And yes, then the real head of the FA also got fired or resigned in midweek. So you kind of jinxed him.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear. I'm causing quite a bit of bother with this podcast. No, not sure I should be doing this
actually
anymore.
this has got previous as well, because, like, I met Amy Vose, and then about 18 months later, I also got fired from the job. So,
hey, she's a powerful lady.
If Amy Vose acknowledges you as a person, like, that's you done.
Yeah, bad stuff will happen, I'm afraid. So, but, you know, we'll have a good time before that, so don't you worry.
Fine,
you worry. Best of luck to anyone else I mentioned in the podcast today. Right, so who else's lives am I going to ruin? What's been happening in the news this week that I should be discussing?
Well, a lot happened in the news over the last week, actually. So a lot of things that we've mentioned in the previous few episodes. So the Wrexham story, the gift that keeps on giving. So that's progressed. I'm sure you would have seen that. So Ryan Reynolds and Rob Mucklehenny is now confirmed. They now own Wrexham FC.
What? But I still don't have any explanation. I need a bit more why. And I know we know there's the Netflix thing, but I just sort of want to hear it from them. But do you think they're holding that back for the show?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But have you seen, I did see that Ryan Reynolds did a very funny, like, sort of hashtag spawn post for Ifor Williams Trailers, who are the sponsorship of, like, if you want to move livestock, they are the ones.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was very funny.
He's really got it all, hasn't he, Ryan Reynolds? He's very funny, very handsome. He's great. He owns Wrexham FC. I mean, what can't
he do? Three ticks. They're my dream things to be. He's got a gin company. Yeah. All right, we get it, Ryan Reynolds. You're brilliant. Yep.
And there's the jinx from Amy Votes for Ryan Reynolds.
There we go. And in about 2 weeks' time, it's all going to rumble.
You know what? I might just start getting Amy Votes to talk about like people who I want fired so I can end up inevitably. Amy, what do you think about Joel Domic, Chris Ramsey and Ian Sterling? Because they're all people I could really get out the way for my own career benefit. Can you...
I mean, I don't have to say much about lovely guys, I'm sure. You know, that should do it.
Just cover off another few news stories. So Lewis Hamilton then finally won the title. It was inevitable, but we talked with him a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, he won his 7th world title now. So good on him. He's probably going to end up getting a knighthood. Also, in the rugby, the Autumn Nations Cup started, but nothing really exciting happened in that really. So we can...
What's this? This is another one then? Because I thought we were just...
Loads in rugby.
Yeah.
Well, really it's another 2020 new one because of coronavirus. So usually this time of year, you have the Autumn Internationals where the Southern Hemisphere teams tour the Northern Hemisphere and they all play against each other, but that can't happen this time. So they've basically made it the Six Nations plus Fiji and Georgia. So they've just made up an 8-team tournament just because they needed some matches to play.
Fiji and who, sorry?
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
There's a country called Georgia. I mean, this was not meant to be geography virgins, but yeah, where's Georgia?
It's kind of Eastern Europe, one of the sort of old Russian bloc countries.
Oh, right. Left field addition. What's the logic for them for having Georgia involved as well? Because they don't feel like a big rugby place. I've never heard them in rugby before.
They're basically the next best in Europe beneath Italy. So Italy are a bit worse than all the other big five. And then Georgia comfortably better than all the rest, but not quite the same level. So it's a good introduction for them. I mean, they got thrashed by England on the weekend. But they're basically full of massive men. They're like absolute monsters.
Oh, really?
So that kind of helps in rugby. So hopefully with a bit more exposure to this top level of rugby, they might get better.
So it's almost like come into the club and we'll try and help you cultivate a good team.
Yeah, exactly. So fingers crossed.
Oh, very sportsmanlike.
So that's going to continue for the next few weeks. So we may have some talking points, but there's nothing really interesting happened on that over the weekend. But what was interesting, so Jürgen Klopp introduced us to the Hail Mary last week. And lo and behold, there was a Hail Mary. I'm sure you saw that because I sent you the video.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Amazing.
So what did you think about that?
Matt?
Did you watch it?
I thought you were going to... I watched it. But like, I mean, I have no concept of how good something is because I look at all sports and think, well, I could do that. So it doesn't help because I'm always like, well, that looks easy, even though it's probably a really impressive thing because I've got so little concept of how difficult sport is.
Well, it's quite rare. The Hail Mary, like I said last week, it's quite rare and it happened this weekend. So it probably will be.
But once again, we mentioned it on this podcast, therefore it happens.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe that's some good that I've done, which is, you know.
Offsetting.
To offset all the bad things and the sackings and things. So.
Yeah. In the football, so the Premier League's on a bit of a break for the internationals. So England played twice in the last week. They beat Ireland last week 3-0, and then they lost 2-0 to Belgium on the weekend, and they're playing Iceland on, I think, Wednesday of this week.
Oh, I mean, like, they're sort of playing all the places that you go when you've done all the good long weekends in Europe.
Yeah. So that's the internationals. But the biggest news from the football internationals is that Scotland qualified for the Euros.
Oh, yes, I did see that. You see, I notice things when they're very big on like social media or there's like, a real big sort of fanfare around them.
Did you see the celebrations? They all did the conga in their pants in the changing rooms.
I did see Andy Murray's celebration.
Okay.
Which Andy Murray just went, I'm really excited. And that was basically it, this is the best day of my life.
I quite like that. I used to think, God, Andy Murray's so miserable, but actually he's just very dry, isn't he? And now I actually really enjoy his humour. But
it's just quite low key as well.
Yeah. But do you know what? I feel like with England, you know, they played earlier this week and you know, it sort of passed me by a little bit. Do you feel like England maybe need a bit more of a... I don't know, you know, there used to be such a big thing around the England team when it was like, I mean, I'm really going back to the 90s, but like Shearer and Beckham, and it was just all over the... like we knew whenever they were playing a game, there was such a love and passion for it. And I feel like we've lost that a little bit. Do you, with the players? I don't know. Like, maybe we need some more personalities. Like, you know, like Gazza in the day and stuff.
I think it's still... I think England playing is still a pretty big deal, Amy.
No, I know it is, but I like...
I just think there's less... There's more channels now, so you don't have to watch it.
Possibly.
I think it's more that you were more aware of it. And also, when you used to see people at school every day in the 90s, so everyone was talking about it because you saw more people, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think people still really like England.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I do. You know, I always support them, but I couldn't name as many players. I could have named like a whole team back then.
But yeah, I'm sure that when there's a major tournament on, you know, the country does come to a bit of a standstill, doesn't it? Mm. If there's a World Cup or a Euros. And obviously the Euros were meant to be on this year, but got pushed back to next year.
Whenever like the World Cup's on, they just cancel stand up for the whole duration of it because no one wants to go out to comedy clubs. So the last one, when was the last one? 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2018. I mean, I'm really impressed. Only because I know that like I had a dip in earnings that year. We just cancel it because you can't sell tickets for stuff because everyone wants to watch all the football. It's still a huge deal, I think.
Well, hopefully the Euros will... Well, hopefully not for you, Matt, but the Euros are due to be happening in 2021 now. So
great, that's just what I need. More not working.
Yeah, June to July. So this is Scotland's first major tournament they've qualified for in over 20 years. So it's a pretty big deal in Scotland.
Well done, lads. Can I just ask, though, now it's going to be 2021. Does that change the World Cup?
The World Cup will be on 1 year after the Euros.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's quite a controversial World Cup anyway, isn't it, 2022? Because it's happening in the middle of the sun, basically.
In a desert
in stadiums built by slaves. So like everyone's, it's whatever happens, I don't think it's going to be a classic year.
And why is that happening? Bring it back to Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter took loads of money from the Qataris, didn't he, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, yeah, we can have it here in the summer when it's 52 degrees. We'll just air condition the stadiums, which I don't think is possible. And it's all a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But so hopefully the Euros will happen because Scotland are in the same group as England. So that'll be a big occasion. So fans will be allowed in that.
And we'll know when that's happening.
Oh, hell yeah. But Wales are also in the Euros. So Wales, England and Scotland are in it. So fingers crossed. But the other interesting thing about the Euros is that for 2020, you know, usually it's one country hosts and the games happen in multiple stadiums throughout that country. But in this Euros, it's going to be played all across Europe. So literally, I think it's something like 12 different countries, 12 different cities. But they've possibly chosen the worst year to do that because of the lack of travelling. So I don't know what they're going to do next year, if it's actually going to go ahead.
I assumed you were talking about they'd done this because of coronavirus, so people had to travel less. And not everyone's then in the same place, so one country gets a spike. No, it was always going to be like this.
Well, that's how they might adjust it, yeah. So it was going to be that England were playing one game in Rome, one game in Amsterdam, one game in like Madrid or something. But I guess now maybe they'll do it as you just said, yeah. Maybe all the teams will stay in one place, I don't know. But hopefully it won't be too disrupted because I'm looking forward to that one.
Lots of temperature tests when you go in and all that kind of stuff. That's what I heard this morning actually on the news for football. And it's socially distanced seating and stuff, yeah.
Really? So there's only going to be like there's not going to be a stadium full of fans.
I don't know.
Just one guy in the away end.
Basically, yeah, 30 people in the stands with their flags.
I would watch that because I think that would make football funny.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's a step closer, isn't it? Getting a
like,
few
you know,
people in.
If there's as many fans as players, and you can learn all about them as well, and they all
pick
have their
your
own
favourites.
They all have their own Panini stickers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. So good old Scotland. They've qualified for the Euros. So hopefully that will all happen in the summer of 2021. The other big news story from the weekend is that the Masters golf was on. So we spoke with this last week as well. And the Masters is played at
Augusta.
Why did I think Glen Eagles? Isn't that a whiskey? What is that?
No, Glen Eagles is a golf course, actually.
Oh, great.
So,
well done.
Miles off there.
But
I mean,
it's not that.
You know, geographically, you are miles off, but...
Yeah, Augusta. It's played at Augusta.
Augusta, correct. Yeah, that was one of the quiz questions from last week.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yep. I remember the guy who did the amazing shot. I mean, I've forgotten his name, but that was... have we had any more of those?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that? So that's in the warm-up. So it's a bit of a tradition on the 12th hole of the Masters is that there's a big lake in front of the green. And as tradition, they basically skim the ball across the lake as a bit of a laugh.
How? I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal when I saw that. Like, it's... Yeah. It's such a good party trick.
But you can't do that every time. Surely that was a fluke. I mean, you can skim it across the lake, but to get that hole in one, that was ridiculous. That was pure luck.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
well.
A lot of the professionals are quite good at skimming it across the lake and getting it out the other side. But yeah, it's never happened. There's been a hole in one. So yeah, that was phenomenal.
He should have won the tournament for that.
Yeah, exactly.
He really should have. Give him a cup. Make a new one.
Golf, I imagine, is a great sport to play, but I don't think it is a thrilling sport to watch. My dad watches a lot of golf, and it's almost like meditation and mindfulness. It's so boring, your mind goes elsewhere. If they played it a bit more like crazy golf and did do a bit of skimming and stuff like that,
yeah.
I think it would really open the sport up to a lot of people.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, so on that hole where John Rahm skimmed the ball across, so Tiger Woods got the ball in the lake and he took a 10. So he took 10 shots to get it down on a par 3, which is unheard of. He's never done that before in his life. So yeah, he got 10. So first of all, he hit it in the lake, then he dropped, then he hit it over the green into the bunker, then he hit it from the bunker across the other side of the green back into the lake.
Yeah.
And then back into the bunker. So it was a bit of a shambles, but yeah, you got a 10.
What would that be? So, because a 10 would be, so like a bogey's one over par.
So that's 4.
A double bogey is, so 5. Yeah. So it'd be like, hang on, it would be like a quintuple bogey or something, yeah. Wouldn't it?
So
or a sextuple.
7 over par in one hole, yeah.
Completely, a septuple bogey.
Completely yeah. Lost me, but okay, it sounds good. I just assumed 10 was like the...
I'm getting this. Yeah, yeah, right.
So yeah, Tiger Woods, he had a bit of a meltdown on that hole. But do you know who won the Masters by any chance?
Oh, is it finished?
Yeah, it finished on Sunday. No, oh, finished right. On Sunday.
Was it still Tiger Woods?
Nick Faldo
has won the Masters a couple of times, actually. So, you know, you're not far wrong. But he didn't, no, he hasn't won for a few years now. Good old Nick.
Who's that Scottish lad? What's he called? The Irish lad who plays golf.
Oh, that lad. Rory something or other.
Rory McIlroy?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he's
him.
Irish, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did he win it?
Is he the one that won it?
No, he didn't win it. But he did. He came, I think he came 4th or 5th, so he's up there. But you're not going to get it. So he's actually
Gareth Bale.
he could have been up there. A guy called Dustin Johnson, who's actually the world number one American. This is his first Masters. Do you know what the prize is if you win the Masters?
Is this where you get like a really nice, well, not nice, but you have to wear an outfit and then all the wives wear the outfits as well? Is it that? I don't think that's the actual prize, but...
Well, you're not far off. I mean, the wives don't wear the outfit, but yeah, you get a green jacket is the prize for the Masters.
Oh. But you get money as well, right?
Yeah, you get a lot of money.
Yeah, but not just a jacket. Like, because golf is one of those weird things, isn't it, where everyone who plays gets paid some prize money, don't they?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
a sliding scale. So the interesting thing about this, I was reading up about this, is you're only allowed to keep the jacket for 12 months. And then after 12 months, you have to give it back, but the jacket is still yours, but it stays at Augusta, and you're only allowed to wear it for that sort of week of the Masters.
Oh,
so the people that have won the Masters will then be in the clubhouse in their jacket that Augusta keep.
Yeah, and there's basically a cupboard with, like, you know, all of Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, Tiger Woods, etc.
Oh, right. How
seems
strange.
A bit stingy. You'd want to go home and, like, wear it out around town, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you've got 12 months to basically wear it down the local nightclub and show off to all the girls. But, you know, because that'll work, won't it?
Yep. Green jacket sounds delicious.
Yeah, I mean, like, not for an English guy, go like, who's the bell end in the jacket? Yeah. Basically, in a lava ignite in Nottingham in a green blazer.
We'll be back in a moment, just after a short break.
So the Masters is done for the year. Obviously, it's a strange one again because of coronavirus. It's played at a different time of year, but that was done. And it was actually a good tournament, very exciting tournament to watch on TV. So that is done. The other big sporting news of the weekend that doesn't really get the mainstream press, but it's a big tournament, is it was the final of the IPL. Are you familiar with what the IPL is?
Isn't that a beer? Oh, no, that's IPA. I don't know what an IPL is. That right?
It so sounds like an initial public, like it sounds like you're floating on the stock market.
No, so IPL is, well, it's the Indian cricket tournament. I don't know
what it's called, okay. IPL.
But yeah, so it's a big tournament in India and it's the 2020 form of the game. You familiar with the different forms of cricket?
No, what is 2020? Because I hear that and I'm like, oh, it's the cricket 2020, but I don't know what that means.
Isn't it faster? It's quicker to play 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So form of cricket that you're most familiar with is test cricket. So that lasts 5 days and they're all in their whites and is, you know, played at Lords and is quite slow and all that kind of stuff. 2020, like you said, is the shorter version. So the 2020 means that you got 20 overs each. So one game will last, I don't know, about 3 hours-ish. So each team gets 20 overs and it's a lot faster and there's more entertainment. It's more colourful. And it's just generally, you know, more for a younger, more mainstream audience than test cricket.
Why don't they just do that all the time then?
Well, interestingly, you know, it's becoming a lot more popular. So the IPL is the most lucrative form of cricket in the world. So they only play for 3 months, but some of the English lads who go and play there will get something like £1.5 million for that 3 months to go and play. Wow. That. So they make way more money from that than they do test cricket. However, test cricket is still considered the pinnacle in terms of the sport. So, you know, people would dream of playing for England in the Ashes, for example, but they can make way more money by playing 2020 cricket and getting into the IPL because the IPL is a draft system. It's like an auction. So at the beginning of each season, there's 8 teams representing all the different cities or states in India. They all have a maximum budget that they can use. And each of the players place a value on themselves. And then all the teams basically bid to get each player. So when Ben Stokes is up, for example, they'll all bid each other until somebody says, all right, I'll pay $1.5 million for Ben Stokes. And then he goes to that team. And then the same happens for all the other players until they've got their squads. So it's quite exciting. Well,
that's quite fun. Yeah.
I'm gonna disagree. This is the first time, what are we in? Episode 5. This is the first time you've been telling us about something and I've just thought, this sounds so boring. Like cricket for me is such a turn-off. I don't understand why, but as soon as you start talking about cricket, I'm like, that's me, I'm out, sorry.
But they put their own amount on what they think they're worth, or is it like an agent that does it? Or they literally go, right, I'm worth $1 million.
Yeah, I'm sure their agent obviously plays a big part, but they say, this is my minimum.
Because British people are too like polite to do that. They'd be like, well, I'll take like, I guess, 40 quid and the flight over.
But cricket in India is not just the number one sport, it's kind of like a religion in India. It's huge.
Okay, interesting. Right. Well, and also I guess like it's going to be huge because like the captive audience in India is over 1 billion, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's and the IPL itself is one of the most attended sporting occasions in the global sporting calendar as well.
Wow.
Yeah, they're mad for it. Although this year, obviously, it ironically, it wasn't played in India. It was played in the UAE because of the crazy world that is 2020.
Okay, interesting.
Not because of the money.
No, not because of the money. That probably helped. But no, playing in the UAE because of the coronavirus. But no, it was good. So the Mumbai Indians won the IPL for the second year in consecutive. So congratulations to them.
Okay, well, we're up to speed on our sporting news for the week. So I think it's time to hand over to none other than Jürgen Klopp.
Hello, Spot Virgins. Jürgen Klopp here. This week's spotting jargon is curveball.
Just because of the language barrier, did he say curveball or cuffball?
Curveball.
Okay.
Oh, I think for the first time ever, and probably the last time ever, I know this one. It's when you throw a ball with a slight curve in it, and it's either cricket or baseball that it happens in. It's one of the two and I can't remember which one, but that is the sport and it's a type of throw that's really difficult to hit.
Amy, do you want to challenge that or have a few guesses?
I feel like, you know, it's kind of a self-explanatory. Yeah. Is it applicable to all sports that when you kick a ball you could put a curve in it? I mean, surely it can't be that straightforward, but that would be my obvious guess.
Curveball is kind of used now as a term, you know, outside of sport, isn't it? It's kind of used in business quite a lot as well. But the origin is actually baseball. So, Matt, you are right. So,
This is what it feels like
to be a man.
So, yeah, when the pitcher throws the ball to the batter, yeah, he has a bit of a curve in it. So actually the curveball is more of a dip than a curve. So he puts topspin on it and it kind of dips as it gets to the batter. But there's also the slider. Well, I don't know why they call sliders in restaurants slider. Is it has got
the
anything
burgers.
To do with baseball?
Yeah, the little mini burgers.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Yeah, what is that?
I always thought because they serve it to you on like, it's never really on a plate. It's always on like a piece of slate or something. So I'm like, oh, it's that must be called a slide. That's what I thought. But that, as I've said it out loud for the first time ever, sounds horribly wrong.
Yeah, it's weird how you just take things as they are. You're like, oh, that's a slider.
Fine,
but
yeah.
Even like when people go, oh, I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball, it sort of applies to what an actual curveball is, but not massively, really, is it?
Well, it's
when you actually think about it.
Because in baseball, they're trying to catch the batter out, aren't they? Like, they're trying to, like, do something that they're not going to expect because there's always the guy behind the batter doing, like, the little finger things to mention which kind of ball to do.
Oh.
So, they've kind of got these hand signals. And basically, like, I think they research which batter, the guy who's whatever they're called behind the catcher, I think knows about their weaknesses and stuff. That's part of his job. So he recommends what he should be throwing. Yeah.
Have you watched a film about baseball, Matt?
I've just watched Air Bud or something similar, you know, whatever.
Moneyball.
That is good.
That is good.
So yeah, that's I think what happens.
But yeah, so the other one, the pitcher actually hides his hand. So the way that they actually do these sliders and curveballs is by the grip. So they hold the ball in a different way. So you'll notice when they're gonna throw the ball, they hide their hands and like they turn their body so that the batter can't see how he's holding the ball. Because if the batter can he's holding in that kind of grip, it's gonna move this way or it's going to move that way. So yeah, it's quite sneaky how they're hiding their grip.
Much into it that you don't realize, like it's so weird.
It's a weird sport, baseball, because I went to a baseball game many years ago in America and it is pretty boring and pretty long, and it's even over there it's not really the peak of what it was at one point, is it? It's kind of like on its way out.
Yeah,
it's a popular sport.
It's definitely more boring than the other American sports, having been...
Yeah, 100%.
Do they not have all the entertainment and, like, the dancing and all that?
Not as much. It's just a bit slower.
But also, I don't think, like, it's not quite like going to American football where everyone's tailgating and all that. It doesn't have the same, like, culture around it, I don't think, baseball. So, or, like, NASCAR, which is also very boring, but, like, there's loads more fun to be had.
It's good when they hit a home run. Maybe I was expecting home runs the whole time, but it just doesn't happen very often, to be honest.
It's not a very eventful sport, is it?
No.
And this is the country that brought us competitive tag, so I'd expect more.
And this is why I don't understand why they don't take rounders as a sport professionally more seriously, because that is always fun. It's fun to play. It's fun to watch. It's really short. Why is that not a bigger sport? Maybe this is going to be my calling. I don't know, but I think there should be a bigger rounders league.
It's very similar to baseball, isn't it?
Simpler though, right? Because I don't know.
Yeah, the bats are smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you still got the... Do you still have the four bases in rounders? I think you do, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's pretty much like it's English baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
In the way that Americans for a long time were like, well, soccer is just a sport you play at school, like it's not a real sport. That's how we feel about baseball. Yeah. We just call it rounders.
But do you know any well-known baseball players? We covered off the NFL famous players last week.
Is A-Rod one of them? Because he's going out with J-Lo.
He is, yeah. A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez.
He did well because he went out with Cameron Diaz and Madonna as well. So
yeah, well done you. Madonna, J-Lo and Cameron Diaz. That is, as they call him, balling.
This is how I know my sports stars is basically...
Because of who they're going out with.
They date. Yeah,
amazing. Well, there was obviously like Babe Ruth was a very... back when it was at its peak in the 50s.
What a name that is.
Who's that?
Babe Ruth.
That's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. He was a big baseball player. That is the only one I know.
The only other really famous one is Barry Bonds, and he's only well known because of the drug scandal.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be like his amazing name.
That is a good name. He's very good as well. But so that is what a curveball is. So next time you're using it in maybe a business sense or down the pub, you can bore them with the background context.
Or not.
You know what? No. One of my favourite things in life is whenever anyone says anything, having a background fact to it. So I'm absolutely going to have it.
Do you know why you're really saying that word?
Yeah, my girlfriend says that her least favourite thing about me is how often I say the phrase, do you know, and then follow it up with something she couldn't give less of a shit about, like, which I do. We'll be watching something, I'll be like, oh, do you know about this film? She's like, I never know and I don't want to. So you've given me a gift. This podcast is genuinely a gift for me.
Right then, guys, it's potentially about to get a little bit tense between me and Matt because it's time for Quizzakaboosie, and it's a tie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it? So it's all to play for.
It's 22 all at the moment. So,
oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
Neck and neck. It's really up.
We're just like insert name of two football teams in the Premier League here who are really close to each other.
Man U and Chelsea. No, Leicester are top at the moment, aren't they? Sorry, I can't do an episode and not mention Leicester, can I?
This podcast is brought to you by Leicester.
And Walker's Crisps.
So question number one. Where was the Football World Cup in 2018? So, Matt, you mentioned the year earlier, but do you remember where it was?
In 2018?
So the last one, yeah.
This is a real left field guess.
Oh, so you knew the year, you know when it was, but you still don't know where. Okay, so do you want to go first then, Matt?
Russia?
Okay, Amy?
Oh, yeah, Russia. But I'm going to be really honest, I couldn't remember and I wrote France, but I think it's Russia.
Russia is correct.
Is it really? Oh my God, that's amazing. So chuffed. Yeah. Yeah, they had a real run of it, didn't they? Winter Olympics.
But World also, do you remember everyone thought it was all going to like kick off or something and it was going to be this like, oh, you know, England fans wouldn't behave and it was just all absolutely fine, wasn't it?
It was all absolutely fine because they were too busy destroying democracy.
So, question number two is, what country does Kevin De Bruyne play for? So, he plays for Man City as a club, and he's, you know, up there with one of the best players in the Premier League, if not the world.
Wow.
Okay, so, Amy, you can go first in this one.
What is it? What country he's from, right?
Yeah.
Italy?
Okay, Matt?
I've gone for Belgium.
Oh, jeez, Matt, two on the trot. He's on fire.
Yes! What? Are you Googling?
No, I just assume like De Bruyne is kind of like in that like Luxembourg-y kind of name, Belgium kind of name. And Belgium played recently, so I was just trying to like use my deductive reasoning.
So 2-0 to Matt so far. Okay, so
I'm loving this quiz.
Question number three. Name one darts player.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to have to cap it up. Another 5 seconds. Amy, do you want to take a guess?
Barry Smith.
Okay, just two random names put together. Okay, well done. Matt?
I have written nothing down.
Okay, right. Well,
we're going to kick ourselves because I'm thinking of the guy you are, Matt, and I can't remember his name.
Are you thinking of Phil the Power Taylor?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
But more old school, there's also people like Eric Bristow and Jeffrey Wilson.
Eric Bristow, of course.
Well, we'll move on from that one.
Are you sure there's no Barry Smith? Because I just thought
Do you know what?
You probably might need to check.
Probably somewhere down a local pub, there is a Barry Smith that plays for the darts scene.
Well, you know.
Question number four. What sport did Nasser Hussain play?
Is he a boxer?
He is not a boxer, but Amy.
Cricket.
Oh, Amy, correct.
Woo!
He was actually captain of England in cricket.
Fair enough.
And he presents the cricket on Sky Sports now. Okay, question number five. What team did Michael Jordan play for? This should be an easy one if you've seen The Last Dance.
Yeah, he's the actor in that great Space Jam film.
That's it, yeah.
That's what he's best known for.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what everyone knows him, remembers him as.
Okay, Matt.
The Chicago Bulls.
Amy?
Chicago Bulls.
Correct, correct. Yeah. Question number six. How many points for a conversion in rugby?
Ooh.
Matt.
Is it 4 points?
Amy.
3.
Both incorrect.
Oh.
What?
It's 2.
Oh.
Dang it.
So, Amy, you're closer because a penalty, which is also kicking the ball between the sticks, is worth 3 points.
Mm.
But a conversion is when you've scored a try and you get to kick the ball between the posts, but that's worth 2.
Okay. And a try is 6 points?
5.
5, right. I feel like they've changed that. I'm sure it used to be 6.
I mean, it changed about 20 years ago, but from 4 to 5.
Oh, okay.
Nice one, Amy. Cool. You just yell the numbers out and do the working out afterwards.
Okay. So question number 7 is unfortunately a bit of a waste of time now because you mentioned it earlier, Amy. But who is currently top of the Premier League?
Yes.
So it's a memory test, if anything. Amy, I can see your enthusiasm, so you can go first.
Leicester.
Matt. I'm going to go for Leicester.
Oh, yeah. Well done. How do you know that?
Because Amy Vos doesn't shut up about the place.
Exactly.
Did you know last time that they got to this point around Christmas when they went on to win the Premier League, I put a bet on and I won £350 when they won the Premier League.
Wow.
How much did you put on, though?
25 quid, 30 quid.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
not
fair
bad,
enough.
Is it? I mean, there was some people who put a bet on at the beginning of the season and literally bought a house at the end of it and stuff.
Yeah, because like it was like an accumulator and it was absolutely wild. Yeah.
So there we go. There's my little fact.
Question number 8. What sport did Rebecca Adlington compete in, Matt?
She's a swimmer.
Amy?
She is a swimmer.
So maybe for a bonus point, who knows when she won her gold medals and where?
Ooh.
I think London. I know this.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is London as well.
Nah, both wrong. It was Beijing. 2008.
Oh, was it?
Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, it was the Olympics before London.
Wow. Oh, God. Because London feels so far away now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. But yeah, she won 2 gold medals in the freestyle in Beijing 2008.
Just doing the front crawl. We know that now, don't we?
Doing the front crawl, yeah. Question number 9. Where is St Andrews? Amy?
Scotland.
Scotland, yeah. I also picked Scotland.
Correct. You could have had Birmingham because Birmingham's football ground is called St Andrews, but Scotland, as in the golf course, was what I meant.
Yeah. Is that where they do the Ryder Cup at St Andrews sometimes?
So sometimes the Ryder Cup is on rotation. It's in US and Europe every 2 years. And then within Europe, it rotates between a lot of golf courses.
In America as well between golf courses?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But, you know, usually there's about, I don't know, 10 courses maybe that it rotates around.
Because it's quite hard to the ones that are up to spec for it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
big one. It's at Celtic Manor sometimes, isn't it? So
yeah, well, for the first time ever, I was in the Celtic Manor in 2010, I think that was.
Yeah, my dad went.
Yeah.
Loser.
It was very, very wet. But what do you expect by having a major tournament in Wales?
Exactly. It's the rules.
Indeed. So last question number 10. Who is Brian O'Driscoll? Amy's looking very confident here, so maybe let's just wait for Matt.
A commentator.
For which sport?
Well, depends what he's feeling like, doesn't it, really? Like, you know, I think people underestimate... Do people underestimate... You know, pigeonhole him into one sport doesn't mean he couldn't do others, is what I would say. I've got no idea.
Okay, but you've guessed with commentator. Amy,
yeah.
what's your guess?
He's an Irish rugby player.
Correct. However, Matt is also correct.
Yay! Oh, do I get a point for that?
Because he is now a commentator for rugby.
I mean, I'm really chuffed you've given me that, actually. I was really expecting
actually,
to fail.
I think I've sensed your strategy here, Matt. If you don't know the answer to that question, each week you say either commentator or manager.
Commentator, manager, or pundit.
Yeah,
they're going to be my 3.
Covers all bases. Yeah. Okay, I've rumbled it. You. So
media personality.
we'll need more specific next
Or even
time.
These days, the way things are going these days, podcaster.
I mean, exactly.
You probably are going to get somebody in, aren't you?
Absolutely. Okay, so whilst we're topping up the scores, we've actually done some Googling, and Amy, Barry Smith is actually a darts player from Australia.
Yes!
Professional, like earns a living from darts?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that his earnings were enough to last a lifetime, but yeah, he's won some tournaments and actually won some money playing darts. $972 Australian dollars.
Oh, go on, Bazza.
But
back at the
I don't 900. I thought you were going to say $1,000 then at least, but no, like $972. I don't think, does that count for Amy's?
It's professional. He's been paid, surely. So I would say.
I don't know. I feel fishy.
Go on
about
the Barry.
I feel fishy about this, but I do remember that I've just been given a point for commentator.
Yeah,
so you know what?
You've got your sneaky ways. I've got my guessing ways. Go broad with a name, and it has paid off.
So yeah, Amy, we'll give you an extra point for
the Barry. Oh, that is a shining moment. Thank you very much.
And lo and behold, it's a draw again. So 7-all this week. So we're now up to 29-all.
This is I thought you'd absolutely smash me this week, Matt, but no. It's,
yeah, I mean, I started so strongly.
Well, yeah, but you know, slow and steady wins the race, although, or draws at this case. Just draws, but either way. Oh, that was tense. What a good round of quiz, Akabusi. Well, I'm still on a bit of a high from a Barry Smith win, to be honest. That's made my day. It just goes to show, you know, if you're confident with your convictions, it can pay off. Bit like you, Matt, really, with your commentator.
Well, fingers crossed that Barry goes into some darts commentating and then we can all be happy, can't we?
Get all in. Well, that was another enlightening episode of Sports Virgins. Thank you, Dylan, for educating us and enlightening us once again on the interesting world of sport. And well done, Matt, for knowing quite a lot more about baseball than everyone expected, I think.
I mean, amazing.
What movies
so
have you actually been watching? Is it that Madonna one where she goes to train a team?
I mean, there's a Madonna movie where she goes and trains a baseball team.
I'm sure that, yeah, A League of Their Own or something. I think it's a women's team. Anyway, but
okay.
It's worth a
while. Well, I'm going to go and watch that now.
I mean, what could go wrong? It's Madonna as the lead. So I'm sure it's absolute cracking. I'm sure it's absolutely cracking. Thank you, Sports Virgins. We'll be back next week to, try and settle this score on Quiz Akabusi. Thank you for listening to Sports Virgins, a Pomodo production. Please follow us and like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us on your social media platform of choice. We are at Sports Virgins. Follow us, tell us some sports facts, or more preferably, tell us that you know less than us.
That would help, or any kind of sporting stupidity, please.